Summer may be here, and the time may be right for dancing in the street, but your good times should not include any drinking and driving, on the roads, or on the water. As Vancouver Islanders get set to launch themselves into the Canada Day-long weekend, RCMP are warning them to enjoy responsibly. Take, for example, the Cowichan Lake region, which is bracing for an increase in traffic and population with big music festivals like this weekend's Lake Town Shakedown and the August Long Weekend Sunfest, adding to the summer-long influx of fun and sunseekers. With summer weather approaching, Vancouver Island will see a higher volume of motorists on the highways as campers, tourists, and festival attendees flock to the island, said BC Highway Patrol spokesperson Corporal Melissa Jongma in a press release issued June 25. As a result, BC Highway Patrol will be conducting impaired driving enforcement near recreational areas and festivals over the July and August long weekends, especially in the Lake Cowichan area. The BC Association of Chiefs of Police Impaired Driving Campaign runs from June 15 to August 31, 2024. That means all summer long the BC Highway Patrol will be out on the streets with increased impaired driving enforcement. Similar efforts to curb impaired driving took place over the May long weekend, and according to police, officers demonstrated zero tolerance for impaired driving, which led to the elimination of impaired driving fatal collisions in BC Highway Patrol jurisdictions. Similarly, BC Highway Patrol officers will be targeting impaired drivers from recreational areas, fairs, and music festivals to eliminate traffic fatalities on the island this summer, Jongma said. There are many free or low-cost safe ride options available to event attendees, including shuttles, taxis, ride shares, transit, and rides with designated drivers. If you are planning to attend a large event and drink liquor or consume drugs, please arrange for a safe ride. Under the Criminal Code, police officers can compel anyone operating a motor vehicle to provide a sample of their breath into an approved screening device. Impaired driving penalties include 24-hour driving prohibitions, 3-day, 30-day, and 90-day immediate driving prohibitions with vehicle impounds and possibly criminal charges. If your summer plans include the consumption of alcohol, ensure you plan ahead and arrange a safe ride home, police say. Remember that consuming or having open liquor in any park, vehicle, public space, river or lake, is not permitted. Lake Cowichan RCMP will be enforcing the Canada Shipping Act, Small Vessel Regulations, the Liquor Act and the Vessel Operation Restriction Regulations during Lake Town Shakedown. This long weekend, and as the summer continues, before you hit the water, make certain you have your proof of competency, such as your pleasure craft operator card, a copy of your vessel's license showing ownership of your boat, and most importantly all of your required safety equipment on board and readily accessible. Open liquor on board a boat is prohibited. Boating and drinking don't mix, so enjoy your alcoholic beverages on a deck or patio after your day on the water is finished.